Commissioner John Behrens of Granite Falls says that in closing the park, Minnesota has betrayed both parties involved in the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862. They took away the land, they broke treaties with the Native Dakota, and now they've betrayed those who sold the parkland to the state after being promised it would remain a park forever.
The biggest danger is the division amongst our people. We spent 150 years healing from what happened, and all of this and the procedures that the state has taken to do things behind the scenes, it isn't helping that process.
Before the finalization of returning the land to the Upper Sioux community, Granite Falls held many public meetings. County Board Chair Greg Reneke of Woodlake says they were just for show.
I'm not happy about it. I know with all these public meetings that we had, I know there was nobody there that wanted this to happen. You know, it's just too bad. I just can't believe it's happening.
State DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman says despite public opinion, the community has had a long-standing request to the state to return the land to its community.
This land was the site of starvation and death of Dakota people during the summer of 1862 when the U.S. government did not provide food promised to the Dakota by the treaty.
As of now, the fate of the restored quarters of the employees of the then Upper Sioux agency is unknown. The original burned down during the 1862 U.S.-Dakota War. For this Minnesota Minute, I'm Ashley Walker.